going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
B, these people in Wisconsin are not messing around. The draft starts tonight.
Huh? They already drinking.
Dog, I mean, we're 7, 8.5 hours away from the first pick.
So
they're already at Lambeau.
It's 10 o'clock, 10:29 there, right?
Yeah. So, but the draft starts at 7 local.
Yeah.
They got,
but
Brian McCarthy's NFL PR, he just posted a picture of fans getting there at 8 a.m.
They
local.
They get it in, dog. Green, they get Wisconsin gets it in.
I mean,
I'm telling you, dog.
I agree. I
went to a festival.
They drink some beer.
I went to a festival in Wisconsin where we went out there to play our Whistling Straits and all that. We stayed in Milwaukee, bruh. From morning to night, they were throwing them back,
just crushing
and
beer.
The chicks was throwing it back just like they do in Germany, dog.
Seriously. You heard what they said about Sheboygan? Sheboygan, Wisconsin. She ain't a lady if she ain't 180. I heard that from McKinney. If anyone's from Sheboygan, please don't be offended.
Hey, there's somebody from Sheboygan said it.
All right. We're on the clock, folks. Dude, there's also this super cool Madden NCAA football commercial with Dan Quinn, of all people, doing the voiceover. We're going to play that a little later in the program. Right now, though, we're on the clock. Pick 29. Neither of the Bryans have made their picks. Before we get to our picks, if you are looking for a party tonight, join 106.7 The Fan's Grant and Danny for an NFL watch party, NFL draft watch party tonight, starting at 8 at Tapped at MGM National Harbor. There's a lot going on, man. I bet National Harbor will be popping. White Bryan. Now, B, I noticed White Bryan today is wearing pink pants and has a pink cup. I wonder if that's the equivalent of when Rooster wears his burgundy shirt. I wonder if White Bryan had a big night getting ready for the draft.
I don't know.
White Bryan, can you confirm or deny last night was a big night getting ready for the draft, and that's why you're wearing all pink?
I will not speak on that.
Ooh, that's not a no.
When they say I will not speak, that means yes.
Yo, that ain't a no. Shout out to White Bryan. Get it done, boy. All right, White Bryan, you're on the clock, number 29.
They're going to draft this Donovan Eziraku, I think.
Eziraku?
Yeah, Eziraku.
Eziraku.
You really, like, built that up and sold it, White Bryan. That was a hell of a delivery.
Well, they need an edge, and he had 16 sacks last year.
Yeah, dude, that guy. Like, when we talk about these A&M dudes, it's like, oh, well, the one guy had a bunch of sacks at Purdue 2 years ago, or the one dude has all the physical tools. But Eziraku, it's like, oh, that guy just got a ton of sacks last year. It's not a hard sell.
Yeah.
White Bryan, bonus pick for you. What are the Giants doing at 3?
The Titans will shock the world and take Travis Hunter, and Cam Ward falls to the Giants.
So the Browns wouldn't take Cam
that
Ward
sounds
at 2?
Like, you know what that sounds like? He was just saying a prayer.
Hope ain't a strategy. How do you feel about Jackson Dart, all these Jackson Dart rumors to the Meadowlands?
Apparently Dable really likes him. So
well, if his son likes him, so... I mean, Dable has to like him because last year his son liked the real dude and he didn't pick him. Now he's not going to let that happen again.
If you're Dable, there's no way you like Shador, because you're going to be canned for Dion. So you're going to like the only dudes that are going to be comfortable enough to take Shador are people that really feel like they have some job security. And most coaches with a ton of job security aren't in the quarterback market.
True.
It's kind of, the league of self-preservation is going to be very, very noticeable tonight.
True that.
All right, let's hit a couple of these phone lines. My guy Zeke is in Southeast. Zeke, what up, man? Zeke?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Good, buddy. How are you?
All right. Why you guys not going to be at Taft tonight? What's up? You can't hang?
We got to work, dog. Grant and Daniel be there. Go hang with them.
Yeah. Hey, I will. Hey, with the 29th pick, the Commander is going to pick James Pierce. I know based on I was listening to the Junkies this morning, and all the other defensive linemen that we're trying to get, they'll be gone according to the mock. So I think we can bring James Pierce on, even though he might be a bad boy, but we need a bad boy. Another Dexter Manley on that line.
Bad boy, bad boy. What you going to do?
Bad boys, man.
You know what, man? Listen.
We need one.
I seem to be on the mindset that he's on right there. You know, I've heard Peterson talk about, you know, if we have somebody there, we'll take him. If not, we'll move back. I don't think they know exactly what they're going to do. And James Pierce can play. But James Pierce had a speeding thing with no insurance, and that has become – he has issues. I believe he may be the person there at 29. Esaruku and all these other guys, I think they're gone before 29. And I think,
and according to the Junkies, that's what they did, the mock draft, they will be gone.
7.5 sacks in 13 games last year.
Hmm?
But the year prior, he had 10.
I think this locker room is equipped to handle people that you may think has a problem. I don't think he has a problem. I think he's just a 21-year-old knucklehead, like all of us were. I know I damn sure was.
4.47, 40, 1.56, 10-yard split.
But
kind of a weirdly low vertical at 31 inches. Go ahead. Sorry, Zeke.
But listen, don't you remember the boy, what's his name, from the Cowboys? Everybody said no, Parsons.
Yeah.
He was moved down because he had a bad rep, correct?
Yeah. He and moved also, down to also, like 11. But
Jalen Carter, he had a bad rep, right?
Yeah.
Jalen Carter. But now, who coached them both? Dan Quinn. So I think we were all right.
Dan Quinn didn't coach Jalen Carter.
He coached Jalen Carter.
Didn't he pick Carter?
No.
The Eagles. Thank you, Zeke. Good call.
he tried to defend against him. I'll tell you that. But Carter, like you say, Carter started dropping in the draft, too.
Yeah, Carter was down in the 30s.
Yeah.
And Philly traded up to get him.
Yeah.
Parsons, you can say he dropped. He went 12th overall.
He went 12th overall, but he was projected to go a little higher than that.
Sure.
And then he, you know, had the stuff that came out by him, I question that more than I do the speeding.
Yeah.
But, you know, and now you watch him playing, I guess anybody that slid on him, they like, what, we made a mistake.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah, I wanted to just say, hey, you know what? I think they're going to get a player. But Pierce or I think they're getting a pass rusher. You know, I know they cornerback, we talk about that, but I look at it like this. Mikey last year was his first time playing corner, outside doing that type of stuff. He more a nickel guy, many people felt. But I think he did well for himself. I believe this year he could be even better if you don't get one. But they did sign other corners and different people in the offseason. I think they feel that if they improve their pass rush, that makes your secondary better.
Sure.
I think that they're going to lean more towards a pass rusher than they will a cornerback. And, well, if all the other guys are as good as people think, I believe that those other guys are going to be gone before 29. And people like a Pierce who, you know, the stuff pops up, and I keep hearing, and I'm like, okay, what did he do? And I'm keep asking that, and I can't get nothing beyond the traffic violation.
On Pierce?
Yeah, and if the guy can play, and you got a locker room like you have, and you have a bunch of guys, you don't need all choir boys on the thing. You need some guy that's going to be a little changed up, but you know what they do? They normally fall in line and follow the people that they see in front of them doing great. And I believe the locker room that they have with people like Mikey and Jaden and also Bobby, they could get somebody that seemed to be off base on the right path.
So you're going Pierce. The B. Mitch pick is
Pierce,
in.
Pierce, or anybody, somebody that's going to be Pat Rusher the passer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Now, last night on All Ears, I got this question from somebody that was like, will you be mad if they don't go pass rusher?
No. The reason that you don't get mad is because if you get a cornerback and he's a better one, or you get a receiver or running back and they come and help your team, how can you be mad with production? Like I know when people make the draft, people get pissed off at the draft. You know what I do? I normally wait to see them on the field. And based off of watching these guys last year and how things have worked, watching them and how they got their players, they pick players that could go out and help you. So if somebody is drafted and I might be looking at somebody else, hell, I have learned a long time ago, when you're in sports, what you want and what you feel doesn't always happen.
No.
Get over it real quickly and worry about the production of your football team.
Well, it's also just asinine for anyone to think, to be mad about a pick tonight. You have no idea what these players are going to become.
How many people have gotten mad when they pick somebody? Because we had a lot of people didn't want Jaden. All of those people now are puckering up because they're loving him. So they were mad last year, couldn't stand the fact that he was picked. So all of you that got mad last year, you were damn idiots. And it was a waste of time. Now you say you're the number one person, but last year you couldn't believe they picked him.
Captain Todd is on the line. Todd, you are on the clock with the 29th pick.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, brother?
With the 29th pick, the New Orleans Saints take Jackson Dart. And we trade back and get some of our picks back from the Lattimore trade.
All right. Not mad at that. I think I have the draft value chart up. I wonder what a trade has to look like to make sense at 29. And I wonder because they only have the 5 picks, if they'd be willing to take a little less. I kind of doubt it. I kind of think they just want to pick. Good call, though. Thanks, Todd.
Good job, Todd.
I'll squeeze one more in here. Matt Stafford on the line. Uh-oh. I figure he'd be, getting ready for the season. Matt, what do you got tonight?
Yeah, I always got time to call the Mitch and Finley show, and there's been a trade. Looks like the Steelers are moving back to 29. The Commanders are moving up. They're keeping 63, but they're moving up to 21, and they're going to give up 128 in next year's second, and they're going to take Malachi Starks,
Georgia,
game-wrecking safety, to bring the whole defense to a whole other level.
Interesting. They don't 63? Have a lot. What are they giving up to go from 29 to 21? You dipping into next year?
He said next year's second.
Those next year picks are there and available, and other than the first rounder, I think they might use them.
I thought,
could see him going to that well.
Didn't they give up next year's second for Tunsil?
Oh, hey.
You got to go
I'm
now?
I'm on a losing streak.
All good,
hey,
man.
Let me say this real
Your
quick.
Your job is to make it fun. My job is to know that.
Just one more bold prediction, the Johnson from Iowa, I could see him going in the first round. I could see Travion Henderson going in the first round. It's a copycat league. Everyone wants a running back that can do it all. And I could see those guys being one of 4 running backs that go tonight.
Yeah, people like Caleb Johnson, the Iowa kid. Hampton's really good. It's going to be fun to watch. Thanks, brother. See ya. All right, Nate in Silver Spring, stay there. Phone calls coming up at noon. Diana Rossini joins the program.